This is the Heartland Daily Podcast.
The other day, Donald Kendall, Deputy Director of the Heartland Institute's Socialism Research Center, was a guest again on the Sean Thompson Show on AM 560 The Answer in Chicago. Donnie told Sean what BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, one of the most powerful men in the world, controlling trillions of dollars in funds, has been up to lately, and what he revealed at a special meeting at the World Economic Forum special meeting in Saudi Arabia this week. You'll definitely be surprised. And if you appreciate this podcast, consider supporting it and all the work we do at the Heartland Institute with a tax-deductible donation. Just go to heartland.org and click the donate button. Now, on to the interview.
This is the Sean Thompson Show.
This looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy.
So earlier in the week, I had informed you that the meeting of the Fourth Reich started by the son of a Nazi of the Third Reich.
And we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but
shut
not
up,
only
you
artificial
Nazi
intelligence.
Nazi bastard. I hope my Uncle Mikey or my Uncle Joe killed everybody in his family, the Nazi bastards. In the meantime, this Nazi is the leader of the Fourth Reich, Klaus Schwab. And right now, Davos, which is good news for the whores in Davos, they're having a banner week. It's still going on. And our very own Larry Fink, who single-handedly is driving up the price of prostitution in Davos, he's going to tell us about the same kind of nonsense.
And I do believe to properly build out AI, we're talking about trillions of dollars of investing. So data centers today could be as much as 200 megahertz. And they're now talking about data centers are going to be 1 gigawatt.
Listen, why don't you take some of that money and get yourself a makeover? Just walk in and say you want the George Hamilton, you ugly, grotesque rat bastard. In the meantime, let's talk to somebody who dedicates his life and his time to stopping socialism. He is actually the host of Stopping Socialism TV on YouTube. He's also the deputy director of Heartland Socialism Research Center. He is Donald Kendall. Donald, what are these Fourth Reich rat bastards doing besides enriching prostitutes in Davos?
Well, you know, all the basic stuff there. I think that this conference that you're referring to is actually happening in Saudi Arabia.
Oh,
I don't know
better.
Exactly.
They fly the whores in. Yeah, from Davos. Go ahead.
Right, but it's all the same type of, political glad-handing that they do at these types of conventions, kind of talking up the idea of building coalitions and partnerships and the ideals of globalization and every different sector that you want to talk about. That's generally the vibe that was going on there, for sure.
So how many times a year do these rats meet? Because they were just in Davos. So, I mean, how many times a year does the World Economic meet? And I say this to you because it was on Monday that I had Antony Blinken give his speech on enriching the Azov Nazis in Ukraine on Monday. So are we talking 3 meetings a year, 4 meetings a year? Exactly how influential is the theory and the philosophy of these oligarchs at the World Economic Forum infiltrating not just our politics from Antony Blinken, but apparently Wall Street, as every one of these Wall Street morons goes there to kiss the ring? At least I hope it's the ring.
Yeah, the biggest show is the Davos one. I think that happened in maybe late January, maybe early February of this year. They've got a whole bunch of different ones throughout the year, some of them smaller, some of them larger. This one, I think they were just calling a special conference. Ooh. I don't know if that's a reoccurring every year. But then they also, they're also involved in a whole bunch of other, you know, international organizations. They sponsor different events. So the World Government Summit, which is an actual event that takes place every year, I think that happened back in March. So when it comes to these giant conferences, it's got to be like once a month. It seems it's like insane. They always have one of these going on.
Well, you know what's aggravating is this is where the schematics of corruption, this is where it's carved out, because there is no real oversight that can take place by the American people, representatives who are not scum. So this is where the money laundering systems get kicked in. This is where the IMF and the World Bank and all of the money laundering that goes in through Qatar and all the rest of it, this is where it's all laid out. These are the social clubs like the New York gangsters used to have, only this one is for the World Economic Forum. Because Larry Fink talked about another topic. Hang on for 1 second.
So that we the world is going to be short power. Short power. And to power these data companies, you cannot have just this intermittent power like wind and solar. You need dispatchable power because you can't turn off and on these data centers. And so,
the reality of what's going to happen is they're hamstringing us on the same thing. Most people were unaware of how the Interior Department has destroyed hydro energy technology by removing four of our biggest, most profitable dams that were creating free energy or low-cost energy to the areas of this country in the northwestern sector and even parts of California. So now they make everybody go off the reliable energy, and then what's needed is to protect the data real estate and the servers, so we can never lose energy to that. So as they destroy the quality of energy for the consumer, the actual citizen, they're going to make certain that these data centers that have billions, if not trillions of dollars of investment, they're never going to lose power. So that quip that Donald Trump made when he was campaigning, when he was talking about the guy who wanted to watch his football game and he asked, is the wind blowing, honey? That's the reality of the future, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So when I saw that clip of Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, basically ragging on wind and solar at a World Economic Forum event, at one side of my brain, it blew my mind. On the other side, it was like, all right, I feel like this is almost par for the course. Because if anyone believed that Larry Fink and BlackRock were in this to save the planet from an existential crisis of climate change, I mean, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Well, this
it's
is
really something about the profit centers.
Well,
so it's clear to me, after listening to that clip, that the shine is kind of rubbing off of the whole green energy scheme, and now he's trying to pump all this money into the artificial intelligence industry, which has been blowing up in the past 12 to 24 months.
That's only if you enter it from believing their mission statement. But when you understand that since the dawn of the energy boom, even if it was standard kerosene that they used to use, the trick was to always make it appear to be finite. And make it appear that you had to, we were going to lose it. It was going to end. And Jimmy Carter, oil is done in 35 years and the rest of it. Because the last thing they can have the people know is that we have abundant energy. And man has been able to cultivate and take advantage of the technology. And the funny thing is, it is amazing to me how many people do not talk about the destruction of those dams and what has happened with nuclear and how government has itself hamstrung energy production to make it more scarce and enabled the kind of profiteering that Larry Fink always knew was happening. See, it's just a small window into the fact that since he was a young man and he could comb his own hair, this bald, corrupt whore has known it's all a scam.
Yeah, and I'm very curious because, you know, a lot of times with these big these Davos conferences, they really aren't, like, people aren't really paying attention to them. They're not sifting through the hours and hours of content. Maybe you'll see a 15-second clip here or there that gets pulled out. But generally speaking, the people that attend these conferences like to speak a little candidly. And I feel like that's what we got out of Larry Fink right there. And I don't know if this is kind of an insight into what the plan is moving forward with BlackRock. We do know that they are moving to acquire a giant infrastructure building firm because he talks about in some of his earning calls the idea these tech companies needing to build more data centers and other needs for infrastructure. And then we also know that last year BlackRock was floating this idea to its potential investors about how interested they are in a nuclear power ETF. So I'm very curious if this is a sign of where this is moving forward, when it's this realization that we need more energy. If we're gonna go down this path of all this big tech, artificial intelligence, we're gonna need more energy. Wind and solar is just plainly not gonna cut it. So I'm very curious if this is a pretext to some sort of move more towards a nuclear power. That's pure speculation, but I think those comments by Larry Fink might be signaling that.
Before we get to the rest of this podcast, I wanted to let you know about two fantastic live podcasts Heartland produces every week. We'd love for you to join us every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, live for our flagship In the Tank podcast. You can watch on the Stopping Socialism TV channel on YouTube, where you can participate in the show in the chat with other fans and also ask questions that we'll address on the air and put up on the screen. And every Friday, also at 1 p.m. Eastern and noon Central time, you can go to Heartland's main YouTube channel. Just search for the Heartland Institute on YouTube for the new Climate Realism Show. Heartland's climate team of Anthony Watts, Sterling Burnett, and Linnea Lucan cover the crazy climate news of the week, debunk mainstream media myths about the so-called climate crisis, dig into energy policy, and much more.
The show often features guests that include some of the leading climate scientists and energy policy experts anywhere in the world. There is no show like it. So become regular live viewers of both of these programs if you are interested in smart, lively, fun, and interactive conversations. We hope to see you there every Thursday and Friday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern and noon Central at the Stopping Socialism TV and the Heartland Institute channels on YouTube. Oh yeah, we're also on Rumble. See you there.
Well, there's an article that broke today by Craig Bannister that solidifies your accusation. BlackRock is funding China's nuclear weapons, nuclear development, forced labor. The report finds, despite boycotting U.S. energy firms in the name of ESG and all the rest of the nonsense, BlackRock has been heavily invested in nuclear program through the communist Chinese, where I don't know if how many, if it's two or if it's four, of BlackRock's upper echelon traders are adjunct professors in the Beijing University. They have been interwoven with the Chinese Communist Party because there you get slave labor, you get the guarantee of no failure because the government controls every pretend business. They're quasi-government entities like Joe Biden and the Democrats are trying to implement through the back door and the abuse of regulation and the bureaucracy here. I think it's the perfect scheme, and he's positioned himself once again to win on all continents, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's one of these things, you know, with these conferences. Everyone gets to be invited. You know, this is we're trying to bring everyone and make everybody happy. So I think this Davos conference that happened back in January or February, it had the largest contingency of a Chinese delegation that's ever been there. Xi Jinping wasn't there, but they had the largest delegation of Chinese, dignitaries there than ever before, because it's all about trying to, you know, just figure out a way that we can, you know, have some business interest over there, keep them happy, make it seem like we're not trying to crack down on their human rights abuses or anything like that. But one other thing that just comments on something else that you said is that there's 100% accurate is that the backroom dealings happen at conferences like this.
Of course.
The little show that they put on, you know, for a few hours every day, that's just the show for us. In reality, they're behind the closed doors and they're figuring out exactly how they want to chop up the pie and all of that sort of thing. There's plenty of reports on specifically that and these talks that happen behind closed doors that don't have the cameras on them.
What's amazing is that the scandals don't ever pick up any real attention. I mean, aside from shows like mine and shows like yours, the reality that you knew these backroom deals had been taking place, to me, the greatest payoff to the Chinese Communist Party, arguably, is after Joe Biden gave the Taliban Afghanistan and the finger to all of our military and our whole foreign policy. After almost immediately, China went in and bought all of their minerals. All of the rights to what's under that ground, everything, because what they know is they're going to be the supplier for the demand that is orchestrated through Washington, D.C., not American people, but the demand that is regulated into this country that forever changes our economy. They are the suppliers. They are the new energy. They're the new Standard Oil for all of this nonsense, all of the battery companies. That's why Illinois and the Democrats throughout America are giving taxpayer money so they can open up their phony battery companies for cars nobody wants. This is all orchestrated offshore, all run through financial banks. It's everything that they're accusing this Cuellar of, only it times it by a million and add the entire Democrat Party to it. And who's going to bust them? Nobody, because nobody's watching what he does, because in these countries, in these European countries, these guys are truly gods. Klaus Schwab is a god in Europe. They're all above reproach. Nobody's looking into their phone, nothing. They're the ones that control those governments. Governments aren't looking into them, right?
Oh, yeah. First off, the Afghanistan thing, you're 100% correct. I mean, I think the fires were still smoldering in Afghanistan before while China was setting up their mineral extraction parties in there. Because Afghanistan has a lot of rare earth materials. Those rare earth materials are needed for the creation of these solar panels and these batteries and all this other stuff that China is building on the cheap and then selling to us gullible people that are chasing this Green New Deal dream.
You know, Donald, this has been set up through the money laundering scheme. It's the perfect scheme because the kickbacks that show up as campaign contributions from offshore money, they're not taxable. None of it is oversight. All you have to do is run it through a fracking PAC or some other scam, and you have the perfect bribery scheme.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And with the Larry Fink thing, I'm just going to, because I'm still looking into it. I just saw this clip just the other day, so I've been trying to do as much research into it as possible. But we know that he's been running away from this ESG thing. I've been on your show a million times talking about ESG, and we know that the political appeal of that term ESG has kind of run its course. And they're like, yeah, you know, it's been politicized, so we're not going to say ESG anymore. But what they have started saying is, energy pragmatism. And I always just thought this was just a synonym for ESG. Uh-huh. And they were going to chase the same Green New Deal, renewable energy stuff with this new banner of energy pragmatism. But I'm just wondering if maybe they're opening the door slightly for some sort of potentially actual reliable energy, if they really want to cash in on their investments on artificial intelligence and those data centers, if maybe they're slightly opening the door for nuclear power or something like that. Again,
not to speculation, us, babe.
But that's what I'm looking into right now.
Not to us, babe. Government supremacists do not share their inside deals with the people. Just ask any former Soviet. Just ask anybody who swam here from Cuba. The government really doesn't share, but the government, they have air conditioning. Havana, all the government buildings and everybody with the name of Castro, they don't know what temperature it is outside. Only the slaves, known as the Cubans, know. So that's what, you know, maybe to a certain extent, maybe this is what the people deserve. Because they wallow in it, and there's really no pushback from the inside dealing with the Chinese communist company Goshen in Illinois. What's the pushback? Who's even reporting on it now? Don't worry about it. So, you know, to a certain extent, that's why I like this idea of secession by foot. In the Democrat areas, there should only be Democrats. And in the Republican areas, that's where the other people can live free. I don't know. Maybe you should do a little poll on your show. I'd be curious to know what the people think. Because when you own real estate in these Democrat sewers, believe me, you don't own it anyway. You're just the maintenance guy. Donald Kendall?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to cut you off. I was just going to give you the exit. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, I, again, just looking into it, but maybe you are right. Maybe this energy pragmatism, if they are opening the doors to some reliable energy, maybe it isn't for the United States. Maybe it's to these, like, opposition-controlled governments across the seas or something like that.
No, it'll be like their government spending in Chicago. It'll be like only the companies that get the contract are the ones who hire the ex-politicians, like the one for right. The Jane Burns exit ramp. A lot of money was made there. Nobody asked too many questions. What'd they spend? Twice what it cost for the Hoover Dam, and it took three times as long. And who said a word? Nobody. Donald Kendall, Heartland. In the Tank podcast, Stopping Socialism TV on YouTube, all fantastic. And you're popping up every time I log on. Bink, I see your kisser. So I love the algorithm. It's obviously picked you up. I hope nothing but the best for you, kid. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.